You're listening to the New Mamas Podcast. Hello, everyone. It's your host, Lena Forrestal, and I'm here with friend of the pod, Linnea.
What's up?
She is a repeat guest. She was actually the person that inspired me to go hypnobirthing as much as I could. So because she did an episode with me about hypnobirthing, and I'll link it in the show notes. Linnea.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't that's believe crazy. I think it's been almost 2 years.
Has it been 2 years? I just got shocked.
I know. I think like we recorded that episode in July of 2022.
Get out of here.
Which that is wild. That's going to be wild. 2 years.
It is wild. And so because, like, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. You have two. Let's remind it. So reminding everybody, since we recorded this so long ago, you're also a mom of two. In this episode, if you didn't, obviously you probably like clicked on the title, so you know what this is about, but we're going to be talking about just real talk being moms of a toddler. And well, now we have infants. We're not even in newborn stage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. And it's wild how fast that it goes. Like, so Kaisa's already 12 weeks old.
Kaisa is 12 weeks, 3 months, guys. And Magnus is?
He's 21 months. He'll be two in June.
What? Okay, so you kind of have two under two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like 18, almost 19 months apart.
I think that's kind of what I wanted. But then, of course, you know, just things didn't really work out that way. But we kind of got pregnant around the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That was really cool.
You were pregnant. And then shortly thereafter, I was like, I texted you. I'm like, I'm pregnant too.
Oh, it's so cool. And when we were both having girls, which is crazy because like we both have boys and now we both have girls. Okay. So first of all, let's start with like, so you were the person that inspired me about hypnobirthing. I pretty much, and guys, Linnea, hold on. Let's backtrack really quick. Fun fact about Linnea and I, the reason why we know each other is because our siblings used to date.
Yes.
Oh, young love. And then they broke up, but we're still friends.
I'm like, we're still besties, but it's great.
I know. I think I asked Gabby the other day. I was like, is it cool that I'm friends with Linnea? Because like, I'm not going to stop, even if it's not.
Yeah. I know. I still message Gabby and stuff and watch her videos and everything. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. I mean, there are still, you remember young love, you know, dating in college and afterwards. It's like such a, you know, you don't even know who you are. Oh, well, when did you meet Ben?
Gosh, when I was 22, so like just fresh out of college.
Fresh out. But see, that's different. I feel like it's when you enter a relationship and you're still in college and then when you graduate, like I feel like there's a transition there. But meeting someone right after college is like different. You're like a little bit more of an adult.
Yes. You've kind of like experienced the world, but
yeah,
you know, you're like, you've just come out there. So you're like, I think this is what I want with my life. And then you find a person and you're both trying to do that at the same time. And crazy, but
yeah. So that's my fun fact. And then
when did you meet John?
I met John when I was 26 on Tinder. So I was like a little bit older, but it's weird because like 26 feels so old. Felt so old.
Yeah.
When I was 26. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I was like doing the mental math of like, when are we going to have kids? Because like, okay, we're going to get engaged and married and we want to have like a few years of each before we like have children, mm-hmm. which thank God we did. And you did too, right? You had like time to be in a relationship.
Oh yeah. I were together for like 5-6 years before we had kids.
Yeah. I mean, obviously like things happen and people get pregnant much sooner, but like, I feel like those years for John and I were critical because wow, did having our first kid like shake things up?
Oh yeah. Yep. I mean, it's like, I was just thinking about that the other day, how like you kind of like mourn like your old self, like before kids, you know, and just like all of those freedoms that you used to have. And like, you can still have them, but it's very scheduled. You know what I mean? Once you have kids.
Everything. Guys, everything is scheduled. If you catch really my drift.
And if you can childcare and yeah.
It's Yeah, exactly. Okay, so how was your second birth?
It was insane and it was very quick. And it was amazing at the same time. Like, I looking back, so the whole reason why I did hypnobirthing, why I researched it and everything for my first birth was because I was terrified to give birth. Like, just like we've talked about before, like just how Hollywood makes it out to be this crazy, scary, painful, awful
Painful.
experience, you know? And I just thought, I literally am gonna die. I mean, I remember being a little kid and saying that I never want to have kids. I never want to give birth. And I think mainly because of fear, you know? So then when I did get pregnant, I was like, what can I do to not be scared to give birth? Because it's inevitable, you know? And then that's when I found hypnobirthing. And so I knew that the second time around, I wanted to do it again, just because even though you did it once, it is kind of scary to do it again. So I studied up on it again, like did like a refresher course, Ben and I did. And let me tell you, it helped because I needed to breathe and relax because those contractions came so much like harder and faster than they did the first time. Like labor just took longer the first time, like it typically does when you have your first baby compared to your second, because your body knows what it's doing.
And you were not induced or anything. Like you were able to go like medication free. Love. I feel like that's kind of like everyone's dream.
Yes, I think it is too. But I will say this time when I got there, even though everything was way shorter, I like was so close to just saying, please give me an epidural because
Really?
it was crazy. And I couldn't believe that I was like thinking that. And I
Yeah.
was trying to hold back from saying it, you know, but I kept saying, like, you've already done this before without it. Like, you don't need it, you know? So, and I just like laugh at your whole story of how you're like, okay, give me the epidural. And then you get the epidural and literally have EB 2 seconds later.
I'm still annoyed because I did so well. You know why I asked for it? It was like a mental thing. It was like I couldn't think when the girl came in, the nurse came in and like turned up my Pitocin and was like, "Let's turn you to a 10 because why not?" I was just like, "Sure." Like I'm very like, "Okay, sounds good." Ha ha ha. I survived like so well before that, and then when I was like shaking, I don't know, when you went into transition, do you remember when you went into transition? Like, and you were like,
Yes.
did you like shake and like, did your moans get like, did you get animal?
Oh, uncontrollable. Like it's yes. I
Yeah.
think I got into the hospital room when I was in transition.
That's why you wanted the epidural,
And
because you were there at that point.
But then the issue was they were trying to give me joy. Literally, they could not get the IV in to stick in my arm. Like, we're trying for a good 15 minutes to get the stinking IV in my arm. And so they had to finally like get it in right here, which was really annoying because that's where you like bend your arm, you know? That was wild. And then so they finally got it in, and I'm pretty sure like 5 minutes later she was born.
You 100%, I feel like, got to the hospital when you were in transition. 'Cause I think that's when I wanted it, was when I was clearly actively in transition. And you know, I know there's a lot of chatter around like denying cervical checks, and of course that has a place, but I think mentally, if someone just told me like, Lena, you're at a 10 or a 9, like she's coming, I think I would have been able to like get through it. You know, it was like a mental
Well,
thing.
because
It was like, yeah.
well, you think you're like, I've already made it this far. Why can't I just go this much farther? Like, had you known that?
Yes, had I known, I was afraid that I was going to be in that like shaking, guttural animal pain for like the next 3 hours. Like that was my fear. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to pass out. But it
Exactly.
was,
Well, that's how I felt too.
yeah. Did you feel like the ring of fire, like when you pushed her out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But so like rewind a little bit. I labored at home all day, just like I did with Magnus, was talking to my doulas, you know, like telling them how long my contractions are, how far apart they were, you know, and my doula, one of my doulas was even like, you know, this could just be false labor too. Like, I just want to mentally prepare you. And I'm kind of thinking like, ooh, I don't think this is false labor, but okay.
You're like, I think
And
this is real.
yeah. And then we were like, oh, let's like, we want to get to the hospital tonight because there was a snowstorm coming. Yeah, of course she wants
I'm
to come through.
dead.
So we're like, yeah, let's leave like maybe by 5 o'clock so we can try to beat that, but also rush hour traffic, you know. And Ben's parents already had Magnus, so it was just us at home, which was great. And then it was like 4 o'clock, and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna make it till 5. We need to go like now. So out of this by 4:30, it was packed. We got to the hospital, checked in at 4:55, and she was born at 5:55.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You called it. Like, you knew your body and you knew she was coming fast.
Yes, exactly. She was out in 2 pushes in 3 minutes, I think.
Love it. Like, love it, love it. I so say I felt that ring of fire, and then like this is gonna sound weird, but like the pleasure of like when she came out was like amazing. Like, I understand why
My gosh.
some people say like some women orgasm during birth, because I don't know if it was just like the relief of like after so much pain, this is finally like over, or like what it was, but it felt like transcendental. Like, it really felt like a spiritual experience.
Yes. Oh my goodness, me too. I literally like the second she came out, like I kind of like clamped down on my stomach and I was like, it's gone. Like all that pressure, like all of that, you know, like all of that weight too, like it's gone. And it felt so good.
Yeah, was so good. So then, was it, did you like, how was newborn? Because I remember when you gave birth, and I didn't want to like text you and bother you. I probably should have, but I didn't. I was like,
No.
oh, I'll, yeah. Now looking back, I was like, oh, I don't want to bother her, so I'll just wait. So then, how was newborn life like right away? Like, did you like, okay? Because I'll tell you my experience. I forgot how like, I forgot how little actually you sleep in the first like couple
Yeah.
days, like first couple weeks, really. But like first couple days, like the first night, I was like, oh my God, this kid is up a lot. Like,
Yeah, I know.
yeah.
Yeah, it was quite the transition because we had just gotten so used to being able to sleep through the night again, and
Yeah.
Magnus has been an amazing sleeper. Like we've been so blessed by how well of a sleeper he is. And then we bring home this tiny newborn who's up every hour, you know, and is she, compared to Magnus, who is the loudest sleeper and grunter I have ever heard.
Same. Is it girls? Is it a girl
Must be.
thing? Because same, Archie was so quiet. I was like, I had so much postpartum anxiety. I was like, are you good? Because like,
Are you
you're
breathing?
so quiet. But she literally, she's so loud.
Yep, that is Kaisa.
Kaisa. So then, how did you and Ben? Did you and Ben split? Like, how did you handle nights? Like, how did you tackle that?
So I want to say like the first week or two, maybe three, like he would get her up and change her and then give her to me and I'd feed her
I've
and
heard
then
of
put her back.
that.
Yeah, and that's just kind of how we did it for the first few weeks. But honestly, it is such a blur. Like, it is the biggest blur. I barely remember it. And then we like introduced her to a bottle kind of like once a day, because we knew I'd have to like start going back to work soon because I went back to work at 6 weeks. And yeah, which is a whole nother wild thing. But so we got her used to a bottle pretty quickly and she took it really well. So then it turned into he would get up with her at night and feed her her bottle while I stayed in bed and pumped. So I would pump every time she was fed to just kind of like keep up with her.
Oh, you're so good. It's so
And
easy to just not do that.
yeah,
Well,
and
kind of,
it was
because then
hard,
you get
but like
engorged if you don't. So.
exactly. Oh yeah, and now I'm getting to the spot where like she's sleeping longer at night. She'll still typically wake up once at night, but it's turning to like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock the other night, and I woke up and my boobs were so engorged. I literally had a dream that I hand pumped 4 bottles And then I woke up and was like, oh my gosh, I got a pump.
That's how bad. Yes. So that's like the trade-off is like, okay, awesome. She's sleeping longer, but my boobs cannot handle it. Last night, literally, I had to like, so she, okay, because proper breastfeeding, she's not supposed to just suck out of the nipple. Like the more of your areola is supposed to be in their mouth. So everyone listening, this is like a breastfeeding tip that I didn't know the first time. And that's actually the cause of a lot of pain too for moms is like when they only suck on the little nipple part. But anyway, I was so engorged, I had to like shh, like squeeze it with my hand like into her mouth. I was like, oh my God, the boob is like so big, because I have like big boobs to begin with, so they're even like bigger with milk in them. It's like crazy.
Oh yeah, I know, and it is hard to breastfeed when you're engorged,
Yeah.
totally. And they're like, there's this huge boob in their face, and they're so little too.
Can you imagine like a giant like wow, like is a bowl, like wow, it's a water bigger than a
Literally
watermelon.
taking her.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's like so crazy to think
I'm
about.
gonna.
Like, okay, and then how has Magnus been? So I know we talked like a tiny bit over text about like how it's been, and I forgot that Magnus was actually so much younger than Archie. Well, not like so much younger. Archie's almost 4 and Maggie's almost 2. I guess that is kind of a big 8, like 2 years, but it's developmentally, I was like, okay, wow, like there is like a huge difference.
Yes, because I feel like you were just saying in one of your recent podcasts where you're able to like reason with Archie, you
Yes.
know, somewhat and say like, hey, I'm gonna go upstairs and give Evie a bath, you
Yeah.
know, whereas
You
like
can't.
I can't do that with Magnus. Like I do it so he can start learning that,
Yeah.
but he'll just, you know, get upset or whatever. Why aren't you giving me attention or whatever? I mean, honestly, he's done really, really well with the transition. It was kind of hard that first week, especially like when he would wake up in the morning and I'm already breastfeeding her and he has to come to me right away. You know, that was literally so heartbreaking. And I cried too. It was so sad. Especially the first time he like came home from daycare and of course she was feeding. And we try not to do that, but she was hungry. And then he just like lost it, you know. And so I lost it. So it was really sad. But once we got on a better schedule, like I always wanted to make sure that I'm able to wake up with Magnus and get him up and ready for the day. And so Kaisa's in her bed sleeping. And then, you know, same thing with breakfast time. I want to be able to eat breakfast with him and I want to be able to help put him to bed at night. And I want to have like one-on-one playing time with him. And I think because we've tried to do our best with that, he's been so much more receptive of Kaisa and like wanting to come over and like give her a little hug or give her a little kiss. So that's fun watching them.
How are your parents? Like, do you remember? Because you have three, you're one of three or one of four?
Yeah.
One of three.
One of three.
Do you remember when it's Drew and then your
Jenny.
other Jenny, and you're the only name? It's like you're the only cool name. No offense to Jenny and Drew. Like, you're like, I love your name so much. Like, I was tempted honestly to steal it for Evie, but I'm like, I can't do that. That's weird. Like, name my daughter after my sister's ex-boyfriend's sister. That would be, but so anyway, sorry, got lost. Do you remember like when your siblings, and you're the oldest, you're the oldest too. So do you remember like when they came along, did your mom like do the same things that we are doing now, like modern day parenting, or like what do you remember from that?
Yeah, I mean, I remember. So, like, my brother and I are just about 2 years apart, and I'm weird. I have memories from when I was like 2 and 3 years old,
That's
and I do
great.
have vivid, yeah, I have vivid memories of hating Drew when he came home because I was no longer the center of attention, you know? And I do remember my mom like putting Drew up against me on the couch or like next to me on the couch and being like, oh, can you give him a
And
hug
you're
or
just like,
whatever? And being like, no. And oh, want to pet his head? Like the only thing I would do is maybe pet his head. That was it. Just
a dog.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
I
a
had
little
two
dog.
dogs at the time too, so he was just kind of another one.
And then, do you remember Jenny? Like, when did you, were you like more excited about Jenny because you were older and it was a girl?
I think I yes, because I can remember. Well, I don't actually remember this one, but my mom says when my sister was a week old, and I'm 3 and a half, mind you, I took her out of her bassinet and brought her over to my mom because she was crying. Mommy, she's crying. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, oh, thanks. Please don't get her out of the bassinet without me. Like, good thing I didn't drop her.
Like, I know, right? And they're so actually, so yes, wow, so many thoughts at once. They're so little, like a week
So
old, and like I haven't trusted Archie to like hold Evie. Like, I don't know how did you have the strength?
I have
Like, that's
no idea how I
amazing.
did. I don't know.
Like, she must have been
I
so
think,
heavy for you.
yeah. I think, yeah, I was just at like an older age, so I was more excited and like knew what was
Yeah.
going on as opposed to when Drew was born. And then also having a sister, like that was exciting too. And then it's funny because we literally hated each other from when we could start hating each other until like she got into college. So that's just funny. But
That is funny. I just feel like our like age, like our generation is so much more thoughtful about the idea of like bringing siblings in, and like we're both like older sisters, like we know like the pressures and the just all the stuff that comes with being an older sister, like good things of course, but also a lot of like kind of bad things too. Like, I'm gonna try not to like parent, what's the word, like when you parentify the oldest. Like, I was
Yep.
like parentified a lot. Like, I was put in charge of my sister more times than I can count, and I don't feel like it was age appropriate. Like, I was 9. Like, I should have
No.
not been like doing the things that I did and like having the responsibilities that I had.
Yeah, like they're raising their siblings. Like,
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, I, same thing. I don't want to do that either with my kids. Like, I want them to be a kid and them to have kid responsibilities, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, they can help out in some ways, but
Yeah, but we're not going to be put in charge of, like, yes. Did you experience, I forget, remind me, did you experience postpartum anxiety? You did, right, with Magnus, or you
a
didn't?
little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I did a little bit with Magnus. It wasn't, but I did have like I did before have like pretty bad like depression and anxiety before Magnus. Continued to like through the majority of my pregnancy, like up the end. But once I had him, it was kind of like it reset all of like my hormones and imbalances in my brain, which was kind of weird. And I was thankfully able to go off of my medication. And I've been, I mean, other than like that mild anxieties that I had in like those first few months that like kind of slowly weaned as like your hormones get back to normal, like I haven't had to go back on them, which is crazy. Even with like Kajsa too.
That is crazy,
And
but
I've
I
heard
am.
that happening with other people.
That's interesting. I understand what you mean by the whole hormones reset thing, though, because like with when I was pregnant, when I am pregnant, I'm actually fine. Well, now I don't know because I was on medication throughout my pregnancy, but when I was pregnant with Archie, it was like something reset, and I was like peachy. I was normal, whatever that means. Like, I didn't experience the extreme highs and lows. I wasn't like irrationally anxious. Like, I was very normal. It was weird. And then, of course, I gave birth and it all went to shit. But so then with Kajsa, like, have you had any intrusive thoughts or like any anxieties, or have you been like pretty cool, like even?
I would say I have been mainly even, but there are some intrusive thoughts that come up, and it's like for both her and Magnus, like thoughts of them dying, whatever. And I literally just have to like pray, please take those away. Like, please take those away.
Dude,
That's
yes.
scary.
It's off. It's an awful. Ugh, I can't even. Yeah, it's hard.
Do our husbands get that? I don't know. Like, Ben never says that he does. You know what I mean? Like,
John
do
doesn't
they go through?
either. But then, like,
Yeah.
I don't know what your relationship is like with Ben, but I don't know if, not that I couldn't go up to John and be like, hey, do you ever think about our kids dying? But like, I just don't know if that's a conversation we'd, he'd be like, what the F are you like talking about? I think
Exactly.
he would be like, what are you talking about?
Same. I think Ben would say the exact same thing.
Yeah. I feel like that's a health, not healthy, excuse me, normal thing that like a lot of like moms do experience, like the intrude those intrusive thoughts, but it's like us not letting them like take over, of being able to say, seems like you're able to like identify it and like swat it away with prayer. I love it.
Yes, stay away.
Stay away. Yeah, please get out of here, demon thoughts. Ooh.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good. Like I'm on medication still. I'm kind of like scared to go off of it, honestly. But also my medication is like, it's weird. It's not an SSRI, so it doesn't treat like just depression and anxiety. It like also is good for some ADHD. It was originally created to help people stop smoking, and it's really helped with like, it's like almost like a, wow, I'm tripping over my words a lot, guys, today. I don't know if it's because it's nighttime and I'm like, my boobs are drained, my brain is drained, like I don't know. But the medication like treats like a whole bunch of stuff, so it doesn't do like one thing really well, but it does like everything pretty mild, like if you can like visualize that. So it helps with like, before I was on medication, you know, those intrusive thoughts, I used to like hyper fixate on them, and then my brain would get stuck in a loop. Like it would just loop the same crappy thought over and over and over and over again. It like drove me, it was so weird. Like our brains are so powerful. How does that happen? So,
Yeah. And where do those come from? It's weird.
yeah. What do you think has been the hardest part about having two?
Oh gosh. I would say kind of like the guilt, you
Oh.
know, of like, am I giving enough time to each of them? Like even tonight, it was like I'm trying to play with Magnus, and then I'm like, oh, I haven't really helped Kaisa at all tonight after coming back from work, you know? And like, so I'm just gonna hold her for 2 minutes and then feed her and put her to bed, you know, like I felt guilty about that. So I feel like guilt for me, especially like now working full time. This week I just went back to the office full time. So like I'm not even working remotely anymore, which has kind of been an adjustment. And it's only day two of that, granted, but you just feel like you just have so much little time with them. So I would say like the guilt is probably the hardest thing about having two and like trying to split your time between them and giving them attention and, you know.
Wait, so you said you went back to work at 6 weeks.
So yeah, I went quote unquote back to work at 6 weeks. I did like 2 weeks remote. And then after that, the whole month of March was I'd work in the office in the mornings and then I would come back and work remotely in the afternoons, which was super nice. And like, I just wanted Kaisa to be like on a good breastfeeding schedule too. And make sure that like my supply was good for going back full time. We're on spring break at work, so they wanted me to be able to be back from by then. So that's this week, and yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's fine.
Is Kaisa in daycare or is Ben home? Is he taking care of
No,
her?
so Ben gets literally the best paternity leave. He gets 16 weeks, and then they just decided, oh, here's another 3 weeks for fun. So he got 19 weeks. Maybe, I don't know, whatever gets him from
What?
January to June. Yep. So he's just full-time dad mode and he loves it.
Wait, that is, I mean, I'm shocked and like, not annoyed, but like, hello, but also like, so wonderful. But that's amazing. Thank God. Does that take like some anxiety and pressure off of you because you're not having to put a 6-week-old in daycare?
Oh yeah, because I think we put Magnus in full-time daycare starting when he was like 13 weeks old, 1 week. Which
So
now I can't
hard.
imagine. Yeah.
No, that's actually something I'm struggling with right
It was
now.
really
I'm
whatever.
sorry. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I think there's a bit of a
Have you
lag.
figured out what you do? Oh,
Sorry about
is it
the
working now?
lag. It's working now. Yeah, actually, something I'm kind of struggling with. Like, I understand why women just leave the workforce when they have to make that choice of like putting their kid in childcare or going back to work. I totally get it. I don't think if I worked in the office, if I was like mandated to go into the office right now, I think I would quit. I don't actually, I say that, but I can't financially quit. So I don't think, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I can't, like, we can't, with our current lifestyle and expenses, we cannot survive on John's salary.
This is the same exact situation that we have. Like, I'm so grateful for people who are able to, be a stay-at-home mom or a
Yeah.
stay-at-home, and they can live off of the one salary, but like, we can't either. And it's sad because, like, we make decent money. Like,
Yes.
we should be able to live very comfortably, but it's obscene how expensive daycare is. And then to have two in and you get maybe 10% off your second kid, that's insane, at least at centers. But for us, so we had been like looking high and low, and we knew we could not afford two in a center. Like, I remember I was just quoted some crazy numbers per kid in daycare.
Yeah, what's the
And I was like,
prices
that's more
where you
than I'm.
are? You're in Michigan,
So,
right?
yeah, so we're in West Michigan, and things really aren't super expensive here, but for Magnus, we're paying $340 a week. We do it by the week. And then so we're like, yeah, I can't do two kids at that price.
You
Like,
can't do,
that's what I
you
make.
mean you can't do 600 a week?
Yeah, right.
Like what?
Yeah. So then we looked into, okay, like, what would it look like if I worked part time and watched them part time and then work part time and then find a daycare for them that does part time? Well, the problem is most centers, a lot of centers don't do part time care. They
Yep.
only do.
Ours did
So,
away, ours did away with part-time. We used to have it and now they don't.
it's, yeah, that's a whole other thing too, which is really frustrating. So then we're like, well, we'll look for like an in-home daycare person, which we were kind of hesitant about, but we looked, we thought we found someone that would work out really good, but her schedule was kind of funky, and then it didn't work with my schedule as well. So that ended up working out. And then we ended up finding this lady who has an in-home daycare. She's licensed. I actually found her like months ago and like tried to reach out, I don't know, from like some website submission form thing, never heard back. So I was like, oh, it's too good to be true. Like, it's not gonna work out, whatever. She lived on a farm, like, pictures were amazing. Her prices looked amazing. And she was like right down the street from my work. So I was like, this would have been perfect, but RIP, not gonna happen. Well, fast forward when I was like in the middle of all of this chaos of like, we need to find care for Kaisa. Like, I'm going back to work. Ben has this date when he needs to go back to work. Like, we need to find it. And so I went to the Michigan like in-home daycare licensing website, and it just gives you a list of all of the people, and you can search it by your zip code. So then I just typed in our zip code, and she popped up, the same lady as before. And so I was like, I'm just gonna reach out to her directly. So it had her cell phone number there. I asked if she had room for two kids. And she's like, yep, I have room for Magnus in July and Kaisa in the fall. And I was
Oh.
like, I think we can make that work. So we scheduled a tour, and I do that with both of them in her daycare full time. We will be t paying $10 more per week than we're paying for just Magnus right
Oh, that is a really good price. But
now.
I think it's like in, I think it's that in home, like, 'cause I heard that the price is really good also for like nanny share too.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Yeah. Good tip. This is a very, I'm gonna look at some like lice. I think
You
you
should
actually already
look.
shared that tip with me, but like my brain shut off at some point. So
As mine does too. But yeah, it just gives me so much more peace of mind because it's a licensed one. So like the state does check in with them, like they have to like follow by all of the state rules, you know, just like a typical center would. And so like when we toured with her, like she had a lot of the same rules that daycare does, you know, like with bottles and with food and allergies and stuff like that. So like that gave us a lot of peace of mind too, not just like, oh, I'm just sending my kid to some stranger. And then it was so funny because she asked like, oh, like where do you live? And we told her, and she's like, I think one of my other kids lives on your street. And sure enough, one of her other kids literally lives on our street. So I was like, it's a sign.
Yeah, it is. And it's nice that like you could like talk to the mom and like see what's up. It's just so much, it's so scary putting your kid. I'm so happy that you found a place for them that you feel like safe, secure, and like trust. Like it's just hard that process. So it's like weird because like with Archie, I have full trust now. And of course he's old enough to like tell me if something's going on, you know, but like love where he's at. When he's there, I don't think about it and I'm not anxious about it. So I just need to get to the point with Evie now where she is either at home with someone I trust or somewhere, I don't know. But then also the breastfeeding thing. So it was smart of you to like keep up with pumping and bottling because when my postpartum doula stopped, I kind of stopped like doing bottles. Because I didn't need to, it's just me and her. So now she's like really used to the boob and to breast milk, and she's starting to reject the bottle and formula. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what I'm gonna do.
And
Like,
that's stressful too,
it is
because
stressful.
then stress affects your supply or can, you know, so you're just like, I gotta make enough, and that's all she wants. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. And then I do have the privilege, thankfully, to like be fully remote and work from home. But like, you know what that's like. It's like
Oh, yeah.
home, it's like impossible. It's impossible for it's like so I'm anyway, long story short, I'm going to try to juggle for a little bit and in the process find a nanny. I think my ideal situation is find someone that can come to the house. And I still breastfeed. Maybe she just hands her off to me to feed and then I hand her back, something like that. Like, and then that way I can keep working, I can be on meetings, whatever. But it's funny, I did the math of like what I could realistically afford. And I could like afford like 3 days a week for like, it was like, I can afford 15 hours or something like that, 20 hours. I can't even afford like a full day of work. You know, it's just so wild.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, and that I think that's just a huge, the US does not prioritize parents in the workforce at all because, okay, well, we're working to make money and stimulate the economy and live, but you're not helping us like
Do that.
provide for our kids, care of our kids while we work.
Yeah. And then, like we said, like, yes, some people like can make some people can be stay-at-home parents, but like I just honestly don't understand how some people survive on one income. Like I know people do. I have a lot of friends that actually are stay-at-home moms. Actually, but I say that, but I actually have a lot of friends that are like stay-at-home moms, but also have like a side hustle of some
Yes.
sort. 'Cause like we need to. So I don't know. It's like it's crazy. Wait, so this is gonna be all over the place, but tell me if I'm insane or if you also have these feelings. So when I gave birth to Evie, I was like, this is good, this is it, I'm done closing up shop. I never want to do that again. And now my psycho brain is like, it would feel really good to feel a contraction right now. I would love to have contractions again. I would love to give birth again. I just want to push someone out again. Like it's so weird. Am I insane? Like, tell me.
I do not get that about the contractions. That is hilarious. But I do get that about having another baby. I'm like, I could push out another baby right now. But I will say, maybe like the first week or two, I was like, don't even talk about birth. Do
Yeah, I
not
know.
talk. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I could push out another. It's fine.
Yeah, it's I don't want to, like, you know, for us, I think if we had more family support, I think we would consider, well, John wouldn't, but I would. We would consider like a third, but I think, like, God willing, we are done at this
Like, we're
point.
done. What's
Yeah, but like, it's wild how weird the brain is, 'cause I'm like, ooh, the control, ooh, that would feel so good. But I don't know, just pregnancy is a lot to put your body through. Like, you know what I mean?
It is. Well, do you think that's like some, I don't know, deeply ancient biological thing that like you're have like when you're having those thoughts, it's like your body's like saying, I need to have more babies. You know what I mean? I don't
I
know.
must be
That's
ovulating. That must be what it is. Oh my
there it
gosh.
is.
Oh my gosh. That must be like a thing of like, go have sex with the nearest male. Like, you know,
Procreate.
go do it. Yeah. Oh wow. Oh
Of
wow.
scary.
Did you, this is, sorry if this is TMI. Did you get your period back yet or no?
No, I didn't, but I'm scared to because. Okay, so with Magnus, I did not go back on birth control. Like, I just
Okay.
was like, your birth control,
YOLO.
because I know that birth control is
Yeah, it sucks.
sketchy and yeah, there's
Yeah.
all of those things and whatever. But this time I was like, I do not want to get pregnant, like at least for a few months, but for a good while, you know,
Don't
like
want to
I
be
do not want
like
to.
4 months. Okay, wait. I met a woman at swim that said she got pregnant when her like daughter was 4 months old.
No. That'd be like you getting pregnant right now.
No, and then it was funny. She was telling the story, and all of us moms were like, oh, like no one knew what to say because you don't want to say that's terrible. Like, no one
Yeah.
wants to be like, oh my God, I would die because it's such a blessing, obviously, to get pregnant. And people, you know, struggle with fertility issues. So, of course, it's like a dream. You don't want to say that, but everyone was like,
Ooh.
oh, cool.
But no, I have not gotten it back yet. But that's always kind of like the scary thing because you're like, what if I am ovulating, but I don't have my period? So how can I track anything, you know?
Wait,
So
so are
anyway,
you, sorry, you're on birth control?
I'm on like the super light dosage. I think it's like just progesterone. Like
Me
it's not
too.
progesterone and estrogen. So then you can like kind of track, but.
I, so same, but that one I know we have to take at the same time every day, which I'm admittedly not good at, because if you don't take it at the same time every day, I guess like the mucus lining that keeps the sperm from swimming up there gets too thin and you can get prego. For everyone listening, just
Well,
saying.
thanks for telling me that because I didn't know that.
You didn't wait, your doctor, what the heck with these dog? I swear to God. I swear no one, they didn't tell you?
No.
Actually, you know what? I kind of think that they didn't tell me either. That was just like something I read.
Or some TikTok video we watched.
Yeah.
Told us.
Anyway, fun. Yes. So please take that because it's the low dosage progesterone, right? And that's why we, it's like, it's real. That's why when you hear people say, I got pregnant on the pill, like that's,
That's probably what it was, right?
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, good to know. Thank you.
How has like, I don't know, how has like family outings been? Like, how has like the flow of your life been? Like, do you guys, like, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we try to get out like every weekend as much as we can, especially like so Magnus will still take a nap around lunchtime for a few hours. So we always try to do something in the morning before that, like go to Costco all together.
Ooh,
And
Costco.
we both get a cart each. So baby goes in this one and toddler goes in this one, just in case there's a meltdown with the toddler or meltdown with the baby. That actually works out really well.
A good tip.
And then yeah, we try to go to the park now that it's getting nicer out.
Yay.
So nice. But yeah, and that's usually been going pretty well. We haven't done restaurants as much as we did with Magnus, and I want to do that more. But Magnus is kind of in that like moody stage right now, like that toddler moody stage that you cannot control. Like if he loses it, he loses it. There's nothing you can do, you know, other than leave.
Been there, yes, other than leave. Yep. We actually, yeah, we haven't done a lot. Well, no, I guess we have been doing going out to eat. See, that's like one of the things about breastfeeding that's like great is like if they get fussy, you just pop them on the boob. Like, at least that's what I do.
I know. And
Yeah.
on TBH, I honestly have not really breastfed in public, but I think that's because I haven't given myself chances. I think part of me is like kind of scared to and like scared of judgment, which is stupid because I am all for breastfeeding in public. Who cares if you see a titty? Like, that is a normal thing, you know? But for some reason, I'm like, what if somebody sees me? Like, that's stupid, but like, that's my brain, you know, fighting against itself. And I think that I need, that's like something that I need to challenge myself to do, like go at a time when you know she's going to be hungry eventually, you know, and just go for it.
Whip it out. Yeah.
Rip it out. Who
I mean,
cares?
so I know exactly what you mean because there is always like, I'm always like, oh, a little bit self-conscious when I do it in public. I think I'm actually more self-conscious to do it around the husbands of people I know.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, strangers at like Costco, speaking of Costco, I breastfeed a lot at Costco. I don't know why. It just happens. People have definitely seen my nipples because you know when they like pop on and off, like Evie will like pop on and off the boob, and I'm like, stop it, because I'm flashing everybody, and then I'm like taking the nipple and I'm like trying to shove it in her. So people have definitely seen my nipples again. Like, also, it's nothing. There's nothing cute about my boobs right now. Like, it's not. No one's gonna be turned on by these engorged, veiny boobies. So that's what I also try to tell myself. It's just like a jump scare, but. But when
Same.
we're
Same.
just like it ain't great.
No.
So, but remember the days when we had like really cute, like perky boobies?
R.I.P. I miss them so much.
Maybe one day again. Yeah, when
Or
we're
when
in
you stop breastfeeding and then they go,
what are you?
ooh.
Everyone listening knows exactly what we mean too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like around like the husbands of people I know, like when we're at church and we're having like all the, you know, the husbands or like any other gatherings, that's when I'm like, I feel like, what have you breastfed in front of the in-laws? That's like, I wonder, like, do you cover up when you're around your father-in-law? Like that was a question I like had to myself the other day. Or your dad.
You know, I think I've breastfed in front of my mother-in-law. I have not breastfed in front of my dad or father-in-law, though, and I think it's because I'm too freaked out by it.
I feel like that is respectful. May I don't know. Wait, hold on. Let me
It
backtrack.
shouldn't matter. It shouldn't
It
matter.
shouldn't matter. We're feeding our babies.
Exactly. And it's like, yeah, whatever.
But I no, I that was a question I had this weekend because my father-in-law was over and she needs to eat. And I'm like, do I just do it? I ended up going to like the nursing chair and like spinning it around to like give me more privacy, but like around my dad, my poor dad is like so uncomfortable by the fact of me like breastfeeding around him, but especially they were with us when she was little and I was just way too tired out to care. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just gonna do this in front of you. Just don't. He goes, oh, I'm not looking. I'm not looking. I'm like, I don't really care.
Classic
Like,
Brad.
you know, yeah, he was very, oh, the other day I shared a picture of him, with him. In our family chat with me and Evie, and he goes, oh, good, no boobs. I can share this one with my friends. I think because I'm always breastfeeding, and he's just dumb.
That's hilarious, but also really cute.
Just dumb. Guys, if you're
At least he can
listening,
joke about it.
yeah, at least he's joking. But like, guys, if you're listening, like, we are curious. Do you breastfeed in front of your father-in-laws and your dads, or do you cover up? I
Or just
wonder.
the room.
Yeah. Okay. So, as what are you like looking forward to as Kaya?
Kaisa.
Kaisa. Guys, I'm so sorry, Linnea.
You're
As Kaisa gets older.
honestly, I think the thing that I'm most looking forward to is when they can start playing together
Oh, I
and like
know.
entertain each
Dude.
other. Not that like I don't like playing with them, but like just being able to watch them play together too and like be their own little imaginative selves. Like, I think that'll be so cute and so sweet and also take the pressure off of us a little bit.
Oh yeah, my Poor John. For Archie's like really into John right now, which has like worked out for us because I'm mostly with Evie. And it actually makes me a little sad sometimes. That is something I'm also struggling with because he'll cry when like daddy goes to work. Oh, he asked me what my work was, but actually, because Archie's now like asking questions, he's like, "Where do you go for work?" I'm like, "I work at home. Like, I work on the computer." He goes, "Oh," he like doesn't get it.
Yep.
But like, he's in a super daddy mood, but I can tell John gets really tired sometimes. He's like, "Daddy, play with me. Daddy, play with me. Daddy, play with me. Daddy, play with me." And I don't feel bad for John because I do a lot of the parenting, but I can tell that it weighs on him. It's a
Yeah.
lot.
So that'll be nice, like once Evie's older too, and she's able to interact with him more and
God, I hope so.
chase him, let him chase her, you know.
That's the dream. That's
I
the
can't
this is
wait.
that's why we did this.
Yep.
That's why I did it. That is her purpose.
You're serving your purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true, though. I feel like a big reason why people have a second kid or even more is to give the first kid a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice. Do you I don't know if this is insensitive to ask or if like it's too soon to ask, but are you like, in terms of family planning goes, like, what do you guys visualize?
I mean, Ben and I have different timelines, I guess.
Ooh,
I
tell me more.
just pop them all out. Like, let's just get it over with. You know what I mean? Like,
Smart.
I want to have a bigger family. Like, I'd love to have like five kids, but four is fine, I guess, too. Ben's like, I'm good with two. I could maybe do three, maybe do four. He's like, I'm not doing five.
He's like, I draw the line.
Yeah.
But to me, four or five, to me, I'm like, what's one more? If you're like four,
Exactly.
like, I
Well, and
don't
that's
really
what
see
I
a
heard
difference.
too. Like after two, it's like, eh, you know, it's fine.
It's
Whatever.
just,
Just add to the chaos.
we did that with dogs. And that was, we kept saying, what's one more? What's one more? And it actually is kind of true. Like, it does get a little easier because you have like a whole corral of, but, that's good. That's very interesting. Whenever I hear of like guys who want more than like the girls, like I'm always surprised. So sounds like Ben is like pretty typical. Same with John. John's like, we good.
You
But
know what's funny though? My dad wanted six kids.
whoa.
And my mom was like, I'm not sure you want six kids. And then they had me, and he's like, yeah, I can't do six of these.
I was also a pain in the ass, if that makes
Yep.
you feel better.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think
that's so
it's kind
funny.
of like, well, because Magnus is kind of the same way too. Not that he is, but like,
Archie is too.
it's just like, there's a lot going on,
Yes.
and
Yeah,
all
Archie.
the
Yes.
energy is focused. And like, I'm sure Evie's this way too, where they're just like, go with the flow.
Oh,
I'll watch,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I was gonna ask if she's like just chill. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
Guys,
thank
so
God.
chill.
Yeah, because Archie, again, love him. He's great. Pain in the ass,
Yeah.
just like me. Very particular about things.
So is Magnus like, he needs his snack all the time.
Yes.
Knack, knack, knack. So cute, but it's really annoying too.
It's, I know, yes. And it's annoying. It's even more annoying knowing that it came from me. I'm like, and there are some things that he does that John looks at me, he's like, this is all you, this is all, like, I need like the sheets to feel a certain way, like I'm very the spoon type of spoon I use, like I need, it needs to have the right weight and the right shape. It sounds, it's gonna sound, socks, I can't, they have to be Bombas socks. Any other sock, just like it's like physically painful, I don't know, it's like so ugh. So when
I know what you're saying
you
though.
know
Like
what I
I'll get.
mean, you get it. Yes, when you're that much of a pain in the ass, like it's like really, it's like annoying to have a kid that's just like you, because part of you is like, I get it, and it's so annoying.
Yes. And how is it that it's like always sometimes the bad qualities too? Like Ben, he has really bad hanger issues. Like he is not fed. He is so grumpy. And Magnus is the same exact way. And
You're
so I'm
like,
like,
why?
that is your stomach right there. You can go feed that.
You figure that out. Yep. Yeah, that's so funny. I feel
It's
like I had another question to ask you that was on the tip of my tongue, and now I forgot. You're the first in your family to have kids, right? Well, I know Drew doesn't have any kids yet.
Yep, Drew definitely does not.
But
Jenny just started PA school, so she does not.
did Jenny just get married?
Yes, she did in
Yeah.
December. Which, LOL, that's funny. I meant to say that earlier about my whole birth story. So her wedding was right before I gave birth, pretty much,
LOL.
in Florida, and I live in Michigan.
Oh.
So I flew down when I was to the day 36 weeks pregnant. And I flew back when I was to the day 37 weeks pregnant. And I gave birth to Kaisa 10 days later. Yes.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I genuinely had to mentally prepare that I could give birth in Florida, which would be my nightmare.
Yeah,
And
no
I probably
offense to
would.
Florida guys,
Yeah.
but
But you had to be ready, and I had to get a doctor's note in order to fly.
was wondering,
Yeah.
yeah.
And we flew Southwest. They didn't even ask, but it is like in their guidelines or rule
Yeah.
to have a doctor's note. So I had that ready. And then the next day that we got in Florida, that we were in Florida, like our first full day, I was so exhausted. I thought, this is it. Like, I'm literally going to go into labor tomorrow. Like, I can feel it coming on. Like, you know how you can kind of feel like right before, like, it's going to happen soon?
Oh,
That's like
yes.
out. And so I was really nervous. And we went to church. It was a Sunday. We went to church. And halfway through the service, I'm like, I can't be here anymore. We need to go home. So I texted my mom because we were like in the nursery or whatever. I text my mom, I'm like, we gotta leave right now. So my whole family left church halfway through because I'm like, I'm gonna give birth. So I just went home and I rested all day, which was sad because I wanted to be out in the nice weather, but couldn't because I needed to rest. But then I was fine and I was able to host a 2-day bachelorette party for my sister and then be in her wedding after that. So we did
Oh
it.
my God. She waited until you were able to do that. Thank God. It's not like she was like, I'm coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And you can feel it. It's true. Because even I even like made like I kept making jokes. Like, I don't think I'm gonna make it to like my induction date. Cause I had my due date, but they induced at 39 weeks for gestational diabetes. And I was like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Like, I just had a weird feeling.
But didn't
But
you technically go a little early?
I did go early. Yeah, I
Yeah.
went at 38 weeks. Yeah, almost to the day. I went like a week earlier because I started to have contractions that were really kind of not pain. I don't like to use the word painful. Intense. I had some intense at home contractions to the point where John was like, are you okay? Do you have to?" I was like, "No, I'm good. Just, it just happens." Yeah, it's funny how you can tell, but you are brave. Also, did it make me pack a hospital bag? No, I did not. So with all my issues of like needing the right socks and like wanting like the right textured pajamas, like I'm very texture is like a thing for me. No hospital bag. Surprise birth labor, had nothing. They wouldn't let me go back home to like pack a bag. Even though I think I had time. I had time. I could have totally, I live close to the hospital. I could have gone home.
I think you had time too.
Would they stop you if I just like said no?
I don't think they can stop you because you remember you're technically hiring them. You know what I mean? Like,
Like I could just leave, right?
you can leave, you can refuse care.
I should have done that. I should have just gone home.
You know.
Now you
Plus,
know.
you need Pitocin, right? To like help your labor along. So you had time.
I had time. Yeah, that's why when, but my blood, I think they were just nervous because my blood pressure was high, but I feel like that's like an overly cautious. Like when we listened to that hypnobirthing book, like it was very telling. They're like overly cautious and controlling.
And I think they're scared because, like, they also don't want to get sued if something like went wrong or whatever.
If like I had high blood pressure, I had gone home, something bad happened.
Yeah,
They would,
exactly.
yeah.
Will you let me go home? I don't know. Yeah.
No, but people are like, people are Well, it's like the whole McDonald's that suing case thing where like the woman put the coffee that was too hot between her legs and it spilled and burned her like inner thigh, and then she like sued McDonald's for how hot the coffee was. I mean, I guess that makes sense because the coffee was
And
really
that's
hot.
why they have the sleeves now, right? And
Yeah.
like all of those, like, caution, it's hot and whatever.
Yeah, like the like very obvious, like coffee is hot, like hot is hot. Yeah, I know.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, it's funny looking back at like the timeline of how things worked out in your birth and like, how come I didn't know that? Because I've done that already, you know? Or yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. I just love that you were able to be there for your sister's wedding. It's so cute.
Yeah, I know. I low key. So her like engagement came on pretty quickly, and then like planning their wedding came on pretty quickly. And in that time, like I was freshly pregnant.
Yeah.
I hadn't told anyone yet. So I was trying to convince her, like, maybe you should wait till you're like done with PA school to get married. Like, literally was trying to be like, let's just wait 2 years so
Like
I
a
can have
longer
a baby.
engagement. Yeah. That's not unheard of.
No, well, and I had a 2 year engagement and it was great. But she was like, no, we're gonna get married in December. And I'm like doing the math, like, oh shit, like I'm literally gonna be so big
You're
for
like,
that.
please don't.
And mind you, for my sister-in-law's wedding, I was 38 weeks pregnant and gave birth a week later to Magnus. And I was in her wedding too. So it's
So
just a theme.
can
Like,
everyone just stop planning their weddings around Linnea's
please.
birth family planning? Thank you. That would
Please.
be great.
Yep.
You're like, I do not want to be pre like, I want to be able to drink and enjoy myself. I don't want to be 9 months pregnant at your wedding.
Yes. I literally told Drew, I was like, he's not even dating anybody, but I was like, if for some reason, like, you're getting married in the next couple years, like, I do not want to be in your wedding. Just don't plan on that.
You're like, please, just I just want. But you know what? It's funny because when you're young, you want to be in everyone's wedding. It like feels really special. Like, ooh, you got like a, you know, it's almost like a social hierarchy. You feel like you have a place. And as an adult, same. Like, I would rather be a guest. Please just let me be a guest. I'll help you with all whatever the heck you need. But day of, like, please, I just want to show up at 5 for the
Yes,
ceremony.
exactly.
Yeah.
So funny. I know I'm in one more wedding, like I think this June, and I'm like, this is my last one. Like, I'm really excited for this one because they've been dating like on and off since middle school, so it's really cute. And I've
My God,
known
that's so cute.
since middle school, so it's really cute, and I'm excited about that. But after that, I'm like, no more weddings. But is it like, am I allowed to say no to anybody else? You know what I mean? Like, what if I was asked to be in somebody's wedding? Do you say no? How do you do
I did have like my cousin's girlfriend did say no to me.
that?
And it did feel weird. You can say no.
Yeah.
I've,
Well,
but
how
I've
did you take that though?
honestly, I was bummed. Like,
Yeah.
if I'm like being really honest, like I understand. Well, especially since I kind of offered to pay for a lot of things too. Like, I was kind of an atypical bride. Like, I paid for the bride, not atypical. I think some people do this, but I paid for hair and makeup and I paid for the dresses. Like, I tried to like take the burden off of like being in a wedding, but she said no. So I did, was bummed, but I understood at the same time. Like, it's a lot of responsibility. Or yeah, it is. Like, technically it's like it, but also I think it's different though if you have kids. Now, if she had two kids and she said no, I think I would have been more understanding, right?
Especially she's like, I'm sorry, like my life is crazy right now. I wish I could, you know. But if it's kind of just like, no, and you're like, you definitely have time.
It was a no. It wasn't a, I have two kids. I'm sorry. My life is chaotic. I can barely like, you know, put on my underwear. Remember to put on underwear in the morning.
Exactly.
Which
Quick question. Are you guys friends now?
no. Yeah, unfortunately, that side of my family, I had like so there were, I don't want to say I had so many falling outs, but there were so many falling outs for like just fam long history reasons of like
Drama.
family drama of like people just being, I think, un like diagnosed with things that they are struggling with, and that, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Long story, family drama. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel like I kept you like an hour 15. My
No,
bad.
do not apologize. We're just hanging out. We're just chatting.
Well, that's why I'm like, I just missed you so much.
I
I love
know.
talking to you.
I love talking.
What else did I have question? I don't want to gossip about Drew, but I was but his long hair is so cute. I don't know. Does he still have the long hair?
Honestly, I don't know. It literally, like, he will grow it out and then cut it and then grow it out and then cut it.
Such a
I
guy
want
thing.
to say it's shorter-ish right now.
Now it's short. Yeah, he had like the shaggy long hair for a while. Him and I
Yeah.
used to talk off and on a little bit
Yeah.
after they
He
broke up.
like he still talks about you and John. Like, I hope you know that. It's really cute. I mean,
It's
he
really
was
cute.
even just like reminiscing on some memories he had with Gabby the other day. It was really cute. He's like, "Oh, I remember we went on this trip and blah blah blah." Like, it's really sweet. And I'm like, that's so good that like he doesn't have hard feelings. You know what I mean? Like,
And neither does she. Yeah.
exactly. And I think that's what kind of shows that like they were both in a good place too,
Yeah.
which makes me happy for them. But I was like, yeah, he was like, "Oh, I just loved going to their house and
Oh.
stuff like that." Was really cute.
Yeah, I mean they dated for a long time. Like that's
I
why I'm
think it was
like,
like at least 5 years.
yeah, 4 or 5 years. Like that was pretty significant. That's why I'm like, I have fond memories of him and like, but I
Well,
also, oh,
it's
sorry, go
part of
ahead.
the family, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
she went to Christmases and Thanksgivings with us and everything, and then all of a sudden, like, it's like when there's a breakup, it's like, oh, you know, it's like a breakup too. It's with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the family, 'cause you imagine that person, oh, is this person gonna be around for the long haul? And yeah, but I could also see where they're just both very different people.
Oh yeah. Truly could not be more different. Like I
Yeah.
always, you know what I mean? But opposites do attract too, so.
They do sometimes, yeah. It was funny 'cause I felt like I had a lot in common with I had more in common with Drew than she did at
Yeah.
times, which I thought was like kind of funny, but
Yeah.
yeah, just fond memories of him. He's still in Florida, still in Tampa.
Still in Tampa. Yep.
'Cause I remember he wanted to move at one point.
He still, I think, would ultimately love to come back to the Midwest. Not necessarily Michigan, but like he's like an all seasons person. He likes winter and stuff like that. And he actually was looking into it, I think, like for this past spring. But now he's like, I think I'm liking Tampa a lot. So,
Oh,
what
I don't
happened?
know. It's too hot for me. Remember, you were gonna move at one point down to
We
Florida,
were
right?
supposed to move to Florida with Ben's job, but then it ended up not working out. And then he got the job that he has now, which we're very thankful for because look at his paternity
Because
leave.
look at his paternity leave.
But yeah, we were supposed to move to Jupiter, Florida, which I was really excited about. I'm still kind of sad about.
Yeah, it would have been kind of cool, right? Like, even if it was
But
just
also,
temporary.
yeah, very hot. And we
Very
still would have been like 3 hours away from my parents and then
Ooh,
would have
too
known
far.
like nobody else either. Like my sister had some friends there, but nobody that we knew, you know.
Yeah. Well, Linnea, I could talk to you all night, but I realize I also haven't eaten yet.
You need
Because
to eat. It's like nine.
are we in the same time zone? I also like,
Eastern?
huh? Eastern time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're not like that far away.
No.
I'm like,
I
oh
think we
my God.
kind of are, but like the Eastern time zone's pretty big.
It's like weird. Yeah. But then like I think Ohio is Ohio a different central t once? I don't know. Anyway. I'm so happy we got to catch up. Friend of the pod. You will have to come back on maybe in
When
a
I have my
few.
third kid?
No, let's not wait that long,
No,
please.
let's not. Yep.
Maybe like over the summer we should catch up about like how like having or whenever they're both in school. Like we're
Yeah.
not school, but daycare, but whatever, you know, that would be fun to see. Like, what is it like to have like, you know, that feeling,
Yes. Low key can't wait. I mean, even we had talked briefly about like, what if we just took Magnus out of daycare for a little bit, you know, since you'll be home and whatever. We're like, why did we ever think that was a good idea? Sometimes
no.
it's like, oh, buddy, we love you, but we love daycare too.
Yes, all those feelings. Yeah. And they have fun. They have fun there too. And
We
they're,
do.
yeah.
We appreciate it so much too, because I'm sure, same with you, like they've learned so many social skills
Yes.
there. And they're comfortable like in social situations where I was literally deathly scared of people that I had to go to a child psychologist in like first grade.
Really? Were you
I wouldn't
homeschooled?
talk to people. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, good thing Magnus is not like that.
I didn't do any daycare or anything. I think I went just to kindergarten, and I
Same.
was really shy, re
Same.
like painfully shy as a child. That's what my parents said, because I mean, my mom just what they my parents said, and I get it now that I'm a parent. They said they just didn't have the courage to put me with any strangers anywhere, anything. But then it was also a different time where you could survive on one salary. And people do, guys, if you're listening, like people do. But like, I live East Coast, like New Jersey. Life's just really expensive here, and I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's too like the oldest child thing where you have to experience everything first. So
Yeah.
that's like anxiety inducing in itself. So then also being shy.
Yeah, I still, what's funny is I sometimes revert back to that like little girl in social. I'm very extroverted, obviously. Like, I feel like I love people, I love talking to people, but sometimes in some social situations, like at swim class, it was like all the moms sit in the little thing and they all look out and watch their kids do the swim class. And I feel a little bit like, so shy. There's so many moms. I don't know how to have conversations. I forget how to socialize. It's so weird.
Yep. Will they like me? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. And then like, oh, I didn't wear makeup. I don't know. One day I didn't wear makeup and I was like, oh my God, everyone's looking at how blotchy my skin is. They probably see my mustache that grew in. I didn't get to shave it off yet. I have chin hair I didn't pluck.
All of the things. Yep.
Oh,
Oh my
no,
God.
but yeah, so like the kid, like, okay, then I'll let you go. But like Archie, you could tell the kids that like go to some sort of little school, because like lining up for swim class, for example, all the kids all line got in a little line, and it was like the cutest thing ever. And I'm like, you could tell they all go to school because they're just used to like lining up. So cute.
I know, like even Magnus knows how to do that. And I'm like, dang, you're not even two yet, and you can already do that. It's crazy.
So cute.
Sweet.
Well, Linnea, tell everyone where they can find you. I forget if your profile is public or private.
You know, I honestly don't know, but you can always add me.
Yeah.
It's Linnea, LINNEA kayak, but it's technically K and then Cole. It's just that's my Instagram.
We're such millennials. We're like at gmail.com. Add me on MySpace.
Oh gosh, I wish I could bring back my MySpace.
Girl,
So
same.
much.
I
I
was so
mean,
much I was
back to when I
cooler.
literally learned code by doing that.
Oh, right. I know. I was such a like a little nerd. I had like the dancing Bratz doll, like all that.
Your top eight.
Oh, the best. When you could add music. So good.
Yeah. So fun. Oh
So
my gosh.
good.
It
I
was so good
will.
talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on. Thanks for gossiping with me. Everyone listening, I'll link Linnea's things, Instagram in the
Thanks for
show
joining us
notes.
this
Thanks for
week on
listening
the
and
New
stay tuned
Mamas
next week for the next
podcast. This podcast was
episode
created to
by
help first-time
Linnea.
moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger, photographer, and podcaster by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. You can donate to the show at buymeacoffee.com/newmamaspodcast. Stay in touch by following us on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast and Lena Forrestal. Thanks again, and stay tuned next week for the next episode. Bye!